With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine's energy infrastructure is reeling following the latest Russian missile and drone attack. This Christmas Day assault plunged more Ukrainians into cold darkness. President Biden describes the Russian attack as horrendous. Ukrainian President Zelensky calls it inhumane. Russia's top security agency, the FSB, has arrested several suspects. They're accused of involvement in an alleged Ukrainian plot to assassinate senior Russian military officers. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warning Iran-backed Houthi rebels of dire consequences if they don't stop firing missiles at Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, first a woman was burned to death in a subway car, and now two people are attacked by a knife-wielding man in the city's biggest train station. Violence spiraling out of control in New York City.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder, where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Julie Walker, New York.
Six pedestrians injured on Christmas Day outside Macy's flagship Manhattan store. A taxi cab jumped the curb, ran into them. The NYPD says the driver may have suffered some type of medical emergency. Three of the six taken to the hospital. The three others declined medical care. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 152. NASDAQ futures off 66 points. This is SRN News. The NBA cozies up to China.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House recommends cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report details the findings of seven congressional committees and paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the United States. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools all across the country, among the most prominent, Harvard, MIT, and Columbia. This is SRN News. Today marks the 20th anniversary of the Indian Ocean earthquake. It unleashed a deadly tsunami. For one Sri Lankan boy, the disaster is a dramatic story of survival.
That's the voice of the boy, once known as Baby 81. Now Jayarasa Abalash is 20 years old, sharing how he came to realize the magnitude of the tragedy which resulted from the mid-ocean earthquake that struck the morning after Christmas 2004. He was pulled from the mud in the flooding which followed, later to be reunited with his parents following an emotional court battle which included DNA testing. Now a young adult, he hopes to study information technology. That quake and tsunami are considered one of the worst natural disasters in history, claiming the lives of more than 227,000 people in 14 countries. George Williams reporting.
And you can find more details at srnnews.com.